This is Jim Winger with another 2024 KFRM Wheat Harvest Report. We started off Wednesday looking at some test plots right around Kingfisher with Tyler Lynch, a specialist with the Oklahoma Small Grains Extension. They're cutting test plots for several different companies to check yield, test weights, and protein levels more particularly, and also see how they do in different environments as they're testing 60 varieties, and they have four different replicated trials for each type of seed they check. When they finish, they'll take those back to the lab to be analyzed. Then probably within a week or so, they will publish data talking about that yield, test weight, and protein levels in the wheat. Ryan Sigmund was our next guest. I spoke to him near Hennessy. He had test weights mostly in the 61 to 62 range, 40 bushel on average. Test weights were good, a lot better than what they saw last year. He also harvests rye and triticale and has a custom haying business, so he keeps busy during the summers with all of those things. The protein varied a lot. Some was good, some was bad. He said, though, that everything looks good. They did have some grazing on some of the land he harvested. It caused lower yields, but wheat should be done by the end of the week. We also had a wheat harvest report from Canequip with Kyle Bauer that you heard yesterday. Also, then Consolidated Grain and Barge in Enid, Oklahoma was my next stop, where I spoke with Andrew Mack. He's a merchandiser with Consolidated Grain and Barge. Enid, they have about a 22 million bushel facility. They do most of their transportation by trains and trucks, but they do have a barge system in Tulsa if they want to load it out on barges. The yields are surprisingly better, according to Andrew. He said that the 30 bushel wheat was seen in areas that were hard grazed, and they even saw quite a bit of 60 to 80 where the moisture was good. Overall, the quality is good, 60 to 66 pound test weights. Protein all over the board. Said there is a problem, though, for they need to get the wheat out because there are some weeds starting to grow. But all in all, a good crop, much better than what they saw last year. I spoke with Connor Gibson, the manager at Farmers Grain Company in Lamont, Oklahoma. Said the wheat there looking good. They're busy. They should be winding down, hopefully, by the weekend. See, you still see a few stragglers after that, but in their area, the wheat has been good. They've had 47 to 48 average for yields. They've seen some 50s, even some low 70s. Test weights 62 to 63 on average. Protein's good. He said things have been good this year. Tuckawa, Oklahoma was my next stop, where I spoke with Matt Tipton. Said the moisture there has been good. The test weights, high 50s to around 62. Yields have been good. Protein levels 13 to 14 generally. Should wrap up by the weekend. They did have a small problem with some black tip fungus. They're not sure what caused that. Possibly genetics. Oklahoma State's looking into that. Said the varieties do make a difference, but he said it's been a great year and I hope we can keep it up. After that, I spoke with Don Schreiber, host of Ponca City. He's been on the Oklahoma Wheat Board for 20 years and seen a lot of different changes over the years, particularly with new varieties. And said they don't do a lot with policy things. They're not able to. They can have opinions, but that's about it. But as far as the wheat is concerned, he did a small 200-acre patch down by Enid, 54 bushel yield, 64 to 65 test weight, and at his farm near Ponca City. He has cut a little wheat. It's been around 53 to 54 bushel wheat. He said the best wheat is probably still out there in the field, and I'll get to that this week. That's our reports from Wednesday for the Harvest Tour. We'll be back with more for you again tomorrow, so keep listening.